Hey there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. And this is a program where we go ahead and talk about the Akashic Records. We talk about your life. We talk about what's going on in the world, if that's what you want to talk about. And we just talk about stuff. So tonight, it's a very, interesting night. It's very clear. And again, for those people who have not looked in, listened before, I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So that's the records are open for the show tonight, and we actually have our first caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Thanks, and yourself?
I'm good. Are you calling Akashic Wisdom tonight?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I didn't know that I would get on so fast.
Well, hello. You're on. You're on. And tell me, who am I talking to?
My name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce. Where are you calling from?
I am phoning from Illinois.
Illinois. Okay. All right. Well, yes. So how can the Akashic Records help you tonight?
Well, I wasn't even prepared to even get a question. So I'm just going to I was just looking for an answer basically for my health and life purpose. Now, I don't know if this is a question that can be asked, but if you can give me guidance, I mean, that'll be great.
Sure. Have you listened to the program before?
This is my first time that I've actually listened to your program.
Okay, great. Well, let me just kind of tell you a little bit about what we do here, and then
yes.
we can work together. That's great. Okay, so I access the Akashic Records, as I mentioned, with a specific sacred prayer, and the prayer itself
yes.
moves the energy. So
yes.
it's your name and your question that get us to the right area of the records. So right now,
yes.
you're asking about health. So the more specific the question, the better the answer, because what happens is if you think about the Akashic Records like God's great search engine, if you're familiar
yes.
with working with the search engine, the more specific your inquiry for this search engine, the better information you get.
Yes.
Okay, so when you say you want to know a little bit about health, what area of the health are we talking about? What's your concern or what do you really want to know?
Well, it's not just really one thing. It's basically what is physically happening with my. I mean, I don't know if this is specific, but what is physically happening and going on with my body and my whole internal system. You know, it can't be very specific because there's a few things that have just been happening. With me of late, so that's why I don't know how to be specific in that, because it's just an array of things that just like I've been overwhelmed with recently.
Right. Okay. So one of the first things that's coming forward is that there's some digestive issues going on. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Very much so.
Yeah, and there was like what. So when I ask, does that make sense, it's not, or do you understand, it's not so much do you understand the words so much as it is, can you identify with what I'm saying and are we in the right, as many times you'll have a question, but it may be a different lifetime that's governing this. So I just want to make sure that we're on the same page with each other. So
yes.
So the digestive issue is what's going on here. And, one of the things that they're showing me is a very uncomfortableness in your swallowing or your esophagus, as well as in the intestines. So does that make sense?
More going towards the intestines, yes.
Right.
Swallowing, yeah, it seems pretty much
well,
okay.
It seems like there's something going on, not a reflux so much, but there's almost like a sensation that you almost know what not to eat that's going to upset your stomach.
Oh.
Like, well, it's gotten
yes,
to the point
okay.
you're
yes, I understand.
Not sure at all. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh. And the interesting thing about it is that you've had, what I'm hearing again, is that you've had flashes of this on and off, but it's become more constant now. Is that correct? In the last day.
I'm more aware of
right.
I've probably become very much more aware of my body, my physical.
Right. So the first thing that from a spiritual point of view, okay, from
yes.
a spiritual point of view as it relates to your body, if you haven't done this already, it would be very important for you to really move into an emotion, what they're calling it as an emotional inventory, and I hope you're taking notes, an emotional inventory around what you cannot stomach. There's something
yes.
going on, and it has to do with, it's not just family, but it has to do with memories. Can you identify with that?
Yes, I can identify. I mean, there's been a lot of emotion over the last, I'll say months or so. So, yeah, I can definitely identify with things that have gone up and actually causing that, probably what you say, identifying with the emotional turmoil within the
right.
Abdominal and intestinal system. So it's like that whole feeling of being in a knot or something like that. So, yes.
Right, but the other thing is that what I'm also hearing is that the core issue has to do with the feeling of abandonment and betrayal.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I've heard somebody mention betrayal to me before, too, and I'm trying to... I think I can actually identify with that, too. I just have to really maybe dig a little bit deeper and just kind of see if I can really pinpoint it to where that betrayal is coming from.
Well, but take a look at what I'm receiving is that the betrayal has to do with either one or more people that are close to you not being there for you emotionally.
Okay. Now I'm kind of getting to the point. Yes, now I understand.
Yes, and so the idea here is that the ones that you've counted on the most or you felt would be there have, quote-unquote, emotionally abandoned you. And so the idea is it's really about emotional abandonment. And, you know, Bruce, I've got to tell you, this is very interesting. What they're showing me is they're showing me, did you have, like, a pet or something when you were a little boy?
Yeah, I had one. I had more than one, I suppose.
but no, the reason I'm saying it that is there's something around when those animals left you that it was there was an emotional attachment that began this. It's an underlying belief system that says, what I love leaves me.
Okay, this is interesting. Yes, now, yeah, I'm connecting, I think, with that too.
Okay, can you? Okay,
yes.
And so what the masters, teachers, and loved ones want you to understand is that there's a connection between what you're feeling and what you're going through emotionally now, and it's triggering old emotions from the past. It's not to negate the severity or the pain of the issues that are happening now. They're not showing me this. So I don't know what's going on. I've got to tell you, I can't tell you how many times I talk and I have no idea what I'm talking about. So I'm just telling you exactly what I'm hearing. And sometimes I'll tell you what I see or what I feel. But right now, I'm just repeating the words that I'm hearing. And so what they're saying is that there is a connection there. And so when you were not able to express your emotions as a child, there was a part of you that felt betrayed by the animal, the pet that left, and then you felt betrayed because you couldn't express it, and then everyone around you didn't seem to see your pain.
Okay.
And that's the same thing that's happening now. Can you see that?
I think I can. You know, I can relate. I mean, definitely with those specific words that you said, I do relate with it. Yes.
Yeah, and so now that we've established that, so from a health point of view, what needs to happen is that it's about re-nurturing that inner being, and it's about choosing life again.
Yes.
And so the idea is that it's about redefining for yourself what it means to live, what it means for you right now to commit to staying on the planet. Do you understand what that
yeah,
means?
That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting that you say that too, because funny enough, with all these, with what's happened to me, and you know, it's like a strange thing to say. It's like I've been feeling like, oh my gosh, is this going to be? I mean, I'm young, I'm a young person, and I'm thinking, is this going to be the end? Is it the end of me now? You know, it's a strange thing to kind of think, I suppose. But with what I was going through, being going through physically, that's what I've kind of been worried about. So yeah.
Well, you have the ability to recreate. Okay, so let me just be very clear here, and this is what they're saying.
Yes.
You have to look at this time in your life. This is a very dramatic statement, and I really don't give this dramatic statements very often. If you listen to the program, you'll understand what I'm talking about. This is a time, no, and it's very serious, but it's very uplifting, because what they're saying is you're now at a crossroads, and you can choose to stay, or you can choose to go.
Lovely.
So we hope you stay, because you have wonderful work to do.
Well, I hope I stay too, and I would like to know what work I should be doing.
And now we come to that. And so the idea here is and the way you choose to stay is by choosing life and by choosing that which nurtures you.
Of course.
So it's about redefining, please write this down, it's about redefining what is nurturing to you in the here and now.
Okay.
And by really getting very clear about what your definition is of self-nurturing and self-love, that's the answers to that question will literally move you into a space of recommitting or literally falling in love with yourself all over again.
Yes.
And so the image they're showing me is that of a baby. And that if you were to hold a child, hold a little baby, and you were to conceive of how you could love this child so unconditionally that this child would never doubt how much they were loved.
Yes.
That is the formula or the process for you to for you to step onto right now.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I think I can definitely grasp it, yeah, because someone had mentioned to me it's like an initiation where almost it feels like everything has been taken away from you. And I've been thinking about it a lot, and I'm thinking, well, it's about, you know, being put into a situation where you have to find your spirit, you know, because a lot of that I think has been lost, especially the spirit, the spiritual aspect, you know, not been taken away, it's always there, but moved out of an environment where I have not connected so much spiritually as I usually would.
Right, but remember that always is within your grasp. So the way to reconnect with yourself spiritually is to move into gratitude.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a CD that I have called Remembering Your Magnificence. And it's all about self-nurturing. It's about it was created by the Akashic Record Masters, teachers, and loved ones as what they called it is the teddy bear of the new millennium. It's about for us all to remember home and how much we're loved. And you may want, you know, go into your guidance, but you may want to consider, you know, getting that. And there was like, you can just call me up and order it, or, you know, I can give you, there was like, if you, you know, I won't tell it over the phone, but if somebody were to email me, I would give them the information of how to. Well, I could. It's just, you just call and you can do it PayPal over, you know, and I'll just send it right out to you. It's not a problem.
Okay.
You know, they're $18 and that includes the shipping and handling for the CD. But the CD itself, and it's not because it's mine, but the reports that I have received from other people, they go to sleep with it every night, and it's healed their inner child, and it's really uplifting. In fact, I just had a lady buy 12 of them from me for a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
You know, so just know that that's available, and it helps you kind of reconnect with the love that is not only there for you from the universe, but that was there when you first came in. Whether you felt it from your parents or not, that was what was there from you as you were surrounded when you were born. So there's that.
Okay.
And so your purpose, you asked about purpose.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And so the first thing that comes is that it would be very important for you to write your journey. I don't know if... Are you a creative person? I'm seeing art there. I'm actually hearing art, and I'm hearing writing, and I'm hearing music. Now, what part of that is you?
I would probably be drawn more to the writing aspect.
Right, exactly. That's what they said first. And so the idea is that the inspirational information that you bring forward would be very important to help others.
Okay.
And so they're asking you to consider putting the information in blog form on your computer and then publish.
Yes.
In other words, like start journaling in your computer and then choose what you would like to create a blog around.
Yes.
In other words, like, it's really important for you to get these emotions out either on paper or in a computer so that you're not carrying them anymore.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. Very important.
I'll definitely pay attention to that.
Yes. So, of what I've said, what questions do you have?
From what you've said, I mean, you know, you've explained it pretty well, and I connect with, you know, with what you're saying with regards to the emotions and, you know, connecting with certain emotional maybe issues or of the past. So, I think I'm good for asking questions which we have, you know, which you have spoken about to me.
Okay. So you feel complete with the information as given so far?
I do definitely connect with the information that has been given so far, yes.
Okay. All right. Did you have any other questions for me?
Yes. I would like to know, am I meant to be in the USA? I mean, will I be residing in the USA, or will my journey be taken to another country?
Well, what I'm hearing is that you need to go where you feel the most joy. But the first thing that comes forward is South Africa. What is there about South Africa with you?
That's where I'm from.
well then, hello. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so that's interesting because I would have picked it as England because I don't know any better, but they're saying South Africa, that there are certain areas that you resonate with more than others in South Africa that make you feel at home.
Yes.
And
that's where I'm born.
Say again? What?
Well, that's where I'm from, you know, so I do kind of, you know, I miss the weather, but it's a beautiful,
sure,
beautiful
yeah.
country.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, though, is there's healing that needs to be done there. There's healing of your, it's almost like you have to go home again, just not because you're going to go home again, but because you're going to, it's almost like there's an energetic aspect to healing certain areas in your heart by being present there. It's almost like by being on the land, they're showing me you being on the land, touching the trees. They're showing, it's like an open space. It's not necessarily a city. They're showing me like an open space, like of you watching sunsets and journaling, and it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. You know, so I don't know if you identify with that area. Oh, I don't even know what I'm seeing, okay? But there's
yeah.
parts of that are beckoning you to come home again. And you need to follow your heart on that. And you may not stay.
Yeah.
But it may be important for you to go just to heal it and be there until you feel complete enough to move on to somewhere else that you're going to want to explore. But the nurturing that's happening with you, it's almost like that going back to your people is going to be very important for you from a nurturing point of view. Whether or not they're nurturing people has got nothing to do with it. It's almost like your inner being is longing that. Does this make any sense to you?
Yes. I mean, there is, you know, the inner part of me where it kind of, misses that part of the world and would like to go there. But obviously there's also, I think, I have that the feeling that, I mean, obviously, that I have to be complete something here in the U.S. before anything can be done about it, I suppose.
Well, and again, you need to follow your heart, okay? And then it's like you don't
yes.
you do what's most important now, not only for you but for all of us, is that we really need to start speaking our truth, walking in our own integrity, and doing what it feels the most joyful. And so the idea is when you and above all move into gratitude. But unless you're doing the first three, being in gratitude is a little tougher. So you want to be able to really speak your truth, move into your integrity, and also do what you feel aligned with. And so
yeah.
sometimes it works in the way we think it's going to work, and sometimes the order gets mixed up.
Okay.
See, you have to follow your heart. So if there's something that you need to finish here in the States before you travel back, they're also saying is it's really not about making a decision one way or another. It could be that you go back for a couple of weeks and you heal what you need to and you come back to the States and then eventually go back. But it's not, you know, so know that nothing is written in stone.
Yes.
But you have to really follow what's important to you. And that part hasn't gone away. You've got your gut is alive and well, even if it hurts now and then. You still you have that gut feeling of you knowing what to do. You know, does that make sense? Are you with me on that one?
I mean, lately it's been a little confusing. You know, I am married, and you know, and that too would be interesting to know a little bit about where, you know, whether that's going to be solidified or not, in terms of you know, how do I put it, whether this relationship, this marriage, which is pretty young, would actually be, you know, lasting.
Well, that's a future question, and it really has more to do with your own personal free will choice than that of your wife. It has to do with how much are you willing to invest in the happiness of each other.
Of course.
You know, so the idea here is again, it goes back to where is your joy and what are your priorities.
Okay.
You know.
I'll definitely keep aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Is your wife spiritual also?
You know, in her own way. You know, not kind of the way I am into the spirituality. I mean, you know, everyone has their own form of spirituality, but
sure. She
does connect with her own way, you know, but in terms of, like, whether it's healing or whatever that is involved with, like, spirituality, not so much. But, I mean, she's just she's open-minded.
Okay. Well, the other thing is what's also coming forward is it's going to be really helpful for you to move into your own meditation, whatever meditation practice you can. It's going to be important that you really move into your own meditation practice and have some conversations with your gut to ask what the gut needs from you.
Yes. Yeah, I've been trying to, I've been going in within myself a lot, I suppose, And obviously being a lot in the mind, so trying to get back out of that state of being out of the mind as opposed to letting the mind control you, you know.
Right, exactly. That's right. Yeah. And so it's less about control and more about joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So. Well, I hope this has been helpful.
Yeah, love makes the world go round.
It does, it does, it does, absolutely. I hope this has been helpful, Bruce.
Yes, thank you so much. And
you're welcome. I hope you listen again. And please continue listening, you know.
I will do so.
And tell your friends, you know, even your friends in South Africa can listen, you know, because it's internet. So.
Yeah.
All right. And if you'd like more information on that CD, all you have to do is email me. And my email is info, info@akashicwisdom.com, and I can email you a better description and the address, or if you want to send a check, or if you want to pay with PayPal, I can send that information out to you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much again.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the holiday time and a healthy, prosperous New Year.
And you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, that was a great thing that we had a caller in the very beginning. I love it when you guys call in. We have an email question here. This is from Christine, and I'm going to read this. I was told to go home and die by my doctors. Well, as you can see, I did not. I am curious to find out why my request to live was granted and what it is I need to be doing now. I'm not as strong physically as I was. My finances are dried up, and I do not want to waste my time here. I am being called to research more topics in the spiritual realm. That is all I know. Thank you. Well, I've got to tell you, Christine, what's very interesting here is that that what you're being called to do, you know, when you ask, why was my request to live granted, is because you do have important work to do. It's very interesting that your question was almost very much in some ways answered by what we were talking about with Bruce. And the information about your research in the spiritual realm is very important. Again, they're talking about you actually creating a blog. This might be the night for blogs. I don't know. But the reason that's important is because if, in fact, you have access to a computer, as you must because you're emailing me, is that it's really going to be important that you go ahead and get your information down, because there are insights that are coming to you as you continue your research. As you continue your research in the spiritual realm, what I'm hearing is there's a good, very strong possibility you're going to become, there's a good probability and possibility that you will actually start becoming stronger, because the more you work with the light, the more the light is filled in your body. And the more light that you carry, the more that you make room for as far as light is concerned, the stronger you get, because the light illuminates and heals. And I hope Bruce is still listening as well, is what they're suggesting also is that for anyone who is out there that is struggling with any type of health challenge, that it's going to be very important that you begin having a wonderful conversation with the cells, of your body, the healthy cells of your body, and really imagining each healthy cell being infused with healing divine light, so that the stronger the cells become, the less room there is for other cells that are challenged, and the challenged cells will actually move back into light and away from creating challenge and havoc. And so that's what the what's coming forward very strongly is that it is our job right now is to move into light in the most, they're using the word, pristine way, and that it's absolutely essential that even for those folks that are feeling well and don't have any health challenges, it's very important that we all begin to move deeply into our own gratitude for our physical bodies. Because as we move into gratitude for our physical bodies, we infuse ourselves with light. And those cells that must be lighted in order to be able to be strong. So so continue your research, Christine. And also, I'm going to email you information on the CD, if that's of interest to you. And feel free to email me a comment on the information that's come forward here. And know something else: you're not wasting your time. When you're sitting in light, when you're sitting in love, and when you're moving into light and love, and you're doing your meditation, and you're doing your light work with yourself and others, it couldn't possibly be anything, that you're not wasting any time. So really know that's true. So just know that, okay? So I just wanted to let you know that. I had an interesting thing happen last night. And I want to share it with you all because as part of this work, you know, we're all works in progress. And so I actually went back to my home where I grew up a good part of my life. And I was able to actually spend time in my home by myself there. And I was able to spend Christmas Eve and all day Christmas Day. And I needed to really face some the ghosts of Christmas past, as they say. And so the memories, and those were the memories that I needed to neutralize, that I needed to release. And it was those ancestors also that have passed that I needed to talk to and beseech to neutralize. And I needed to forgive them. They needed to forgive me. And I needed to forgive myself. And so it's really, so it was a process. And it began Christmas Eve. And it was, it lasted all day Christmas Day. And interestingly enough, I had considered actually moving back to this home. The neighborhood has changed, and it wasn't. It's not been a home that that would probably be a good place for me to live. But it was my childhood home and was available. Meanwhile, in my heart, I knew that I needed to let go of that need. So that's why I needed to put closure on it, and I felt that this would be the only year I could do it. That I quite frankly hadn't spent a night overnight there since I got married the first time, since I had to be for 40 years, more than 40 years, 45 years, whatever. So I was packing my things up. I felt that my processes were complete and was getting everything together, and I have a van, and I pulled it up to the side of the house, and it's a corner house, and I put it up on the side and was loading it from the side door. The car was on the street, there was nobody on the street. Nobody was there. It was quite desolate. And I was putting some things in the car that I wanted to take home that I had brought for my overnight stay. And I had literally had the car running, and I had the door open, both passenger door and the sliding door to the side, because it was a van. The side, both doors were open, cars running. And I went in. I was moving past back to this door. Okay, so here I am. I went back and I realized, oh, I have to shut the car off in order to put the lock on, to lock the house. And I literally was midway back. It's only like 10 foot back to the side door, up to the step. I haven't even gotten the step. And out of nowhere, I'd seen this guy walking. And here comes, he jumps into my car and takes off, steals my car. And so I am left with, the keys are in my car, so I can't lock the house. And obviously, I couldn't go anywhere. I had to wait for my daughter to come get me. I called the police, got in the house. I actually fell. I had to get up. And I'm thinking, okay, so now why did this happen? I mean, I was quite frantic at the time because, you know, when somebody steals your car right out from under your nose, you know, the first thing to do is you yell and run after them. Well, I'm going to do something to stop them, you know. It's like, you know, anyway, long story short is I get back in the house, I call the police. Police come out, and the policeman actually said to me, I'm so sorry this happened, I said to him. I said, I was actually thinking about moving back. And his comment to me was, don't. The streets here are no longer safe. And I'm sorry to have to tell you that, but I work here. And to me, that was the biggest message that I could possibly get from the universe as to this is not the right step. Now, you know, so there's so many things going through my mind. So we had to get a locksmith and change the locks on the house so that I could, you know, my daughter had to come. She lives about an hour away from where this is, and she had to come with her husband, and they were nice enough to pick me up. But the keys that were in the ignition also had the keys to my regular home on it, as well as a door opener. And so the locksmith had to come follow us back and also change the locks in my house. You know, my main residence. So I'm saying, why is all this happening? And the reality is because sometimes we are a little hard-headed as to what really is best or what the universe has to say. And what I realized after moving in, you know, after actually I moved into it today because I was a little bit frantic last night, is I realized it had everything to do with trust. Trust that if I gave up this home, that I wouldn't, that I would find something better. I was, you know, just trying to figure out what my next step with my life is. And around 2 o'clock in the morning, I should also mention, you know, this morning I get a call from the police department. They had found the car. I guess a couple kids were driving around in it. So I don't know what condition it is. Hopefully they claim it's drivable, but I'm going to pick it up tomorrow. And so what I'm hearing the universe say to me is we took it away and we brought it back, and that's what you need to trust. And so the bottom line here is that what we have to look at, no matter what the situation is, we have to look at what is the good that comes out of it. What is the message that's being given to us? And so the message that I received with my challenge here was that I truly was complete. And it's really time for me to move forward in a different way. And so I encourage all of you to take a look at your lives and see where you are in that process. You know, this is a very pivotal year. 2011 is there's going to be a lot of changes. There's going to be a lot of realizations. There's going to be folks who are going to move forward quickly. And some that are going to have more challenges than others, just trying to put one foot in front of the other. And no matter where you're at in that, it's going to be real important that you're grateful for where you're at. And the more gratitude we can bring forward, the quicker we're going to be able to resolve and move. And so I just want to just support you and encourage you in knowing that there is nothing so horrible that does not have a reason that when we embrace it cannot turn for the better. So I was also reading a book that says, I can't wait to see what good is going to come from this. And so that's where I'm at. I can't wait to see what good is going to come from this. And, I mean, there's already good because I got major messages from this. But I also, within my heart of hearts, feel and know there's something even more coming, more good that's coming from this. And I really encourage you, now this is the time of year for us to look at miracles. And so next week, you know, it's the first of the year. It's going to be we're going to be talking on actually the second day of the new 2011. So if you have any miracles that have happened, I'd love to talk about the miracle of the new year next week. But we have some time before we sign off. But I needed to share that with you because it was very important information. So let's go back to our email questions. And feel free, you know, we've got the lines are open. You can certainly call in at 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 530-413-4520 or if you want to call also, there's the number is 415-287-0074. Okay, so, all right, so here we are. I also want to actually send a thank you out to Anna, who happened to call in, because I don't want to say her last name. I don't know, I want to call her Anna with who does not have green hair. We really want to say, I got some really nice comments about how that phone call really was helpful to a lot of people. So I want to just say thank you, Anna, for being willing to be out there and to be to really make yourself available so that we could do that consultation over the air. And the same thing to Bruce tonight, that people really appreciate when you've, all of you, open your hearts and trust that the information will come forward for you. So, so Lucita, my friend Lucita, who does wonderful work, she does transcription and just wonderful work. Anyway, what she was saying is that she's got a couple questions here. The first one is that she was doing the work last week. Actually, it wasn't last week. It was the week before. It was on the 5th of December. Came forward. There were questions. It was important to look at the wounding of the heart, to ask ourselves the truth of how that wounding helped us. So in other words, what did the wounding allow us to do? What did that wounding prevent us from doing? And how is that wounding still controlling our life? And so she did some of the work, and she came to find that her 9-year-old was feeling not welcomed and unwanted. And, she says, from experiences only being allowed for a short trip to home planet, not wanted by my mother, feeling not welcomed on this planet, feeling outcast from heaven, and the child seeing the adult experience, one significant male in my life, feeling relieved when I moved away. So those are just kind of snippets. But her question is, she would like to ask the Akashic Record masters, teachers, and loved ones for assistance. She says, what can I, as the adult, say to my 9-year-old to help her feel welcomed and wanted? And the question here, or the answer here, Lucita, is, what would you say to a 9-year-old that you deeply loved? What would you say to a child that you wanted to embrace? How could you express yourself in a way that you felt loving? So if you can move into, and I think you already have the CD about remembering your magnificence. I think you have that one of mine. It would be really important for you to listen to that CD. And the other piece, and if you don't have it, call me, and we'll make sure that, you know, we can get that to you. But what I would like you to consider is that if you were to stand face-to-face with a beautiful child like yourself, like your 9-year-old, what would you want to hear? It's not so much what should you say or could you say. It's what does a 9-year-old want to hear? What will help her feel welcomed and wanted? So the question that needs to be asked of the 9-year-old is, what do you need from me to help you feel welcomed and wanted? What can I do for you? And so, and allow that inner being, that little one within you, to answer the question. And if you want to have your records open when you do it, so much the better. And so she goes on to with another question here by saying, so from this work, I developed a deep cough, never experienced before, of course, on Christmas Day. And so here she is, sick in bed. She says, what am I experiencing? I have a sense my body is clearing DNA. Well, quite frankly, is that you're not only clearing DNA, you're actually clearing and removing yourself from the negativity, okay, of what's going on at your Christmas celebration. It's safe in your bed. It's safe there, and it's safe to. Right now to just move into your personal space. And so being the word that's coming is cocooned, under the blankets and around and into a place of safety is what you need right now. And it's what you need to really move into a safe place for that little 9-year-old. And it's really important that you not allow your family opinions, critical opinions, to affect you. And so you need to really move into allowing yourself the time you need to heal. And I hope that was helpful. You know, and please, if you have any other question, please feel free to give a call, you know, and let's talk about what else you're feeling. That would be great. So, yeah. And just as a comment, for those people, I'm just going to talk about a man by the name of Brazzo. He's actually going to be, he's got a January tour. You could find him on Brazzo, that's B-R-A-C-O, America, I think, .com. He's going to be in Portland on January 4th and 5th. So that's something you may want to look at. And he's all over the West Coast in January, so you might want to look that up. Hello there. Who's on the line?
It's Lucina. Hi.
Hey, Lucina. Hi. Glad you called in.
Thanks.
You sound like you got a bit of a cold going on there.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad.
Yeah? Okay. All right. So talk to me. What happened? How was that information?
It was great. I just wanted to call. Thank you.
Okay.
And I do have the CD.
Oh, yes, you do. Then start playing it. Yeah, do play it. Do play it. Yeah.
Yes, I will. When masters were saying that I was in bed, you know, under the blankets, I was like immediately thought I was, it was going to be like I was hiding out. But, and I think that's probably, you know, my family criticalness coming through. So I won't listen to that anymore.
No, don't listen. It's just an opinion anyway. It has nothing to do with truth.
Right.
Yeah, and so the thing is that, you know, sometimes we just need to cocoon, and it sounds like that's exactly what you were needing to do, is process and cocoon, so that you could just, you know, come back into your fullness. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm so relieved to hear that's what I was doing.
What did you think you were doing?
I was too busy listening, or just listening to the
negative chatter.
There's chatter around, and it's like it's constant and inaction too. I will really have to just bless everyone that my family that came bearing gifts. Wishing me well, and I'm just very grateful for that. I heard your story too online about your car.
yeah, it was quite interesting, for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, we'll talk to you more about that. Hopefully.
Yeah, okay.
I was just like, I'm laughing, but I just can't imagine, you know.
It was interesting, and there was like, you know, you have to understand that Cleveland has got snow. And so the snow was very, it was just very interesting as the way it showed up. That's why I slipped and fell in the snow, you know, and I'm yelling, "Kay, come back here with my car." It's like, And a flash goes, what are you going to do, run after him? I mean, come on. It's like, you do not want to be with this guy. It's like, whoever this is, you don't want not want to confront him. I mean, you know, this. I just thank God that the car was running and that's what he wanted, to let him take it, you know, because had I been in the middle of loading it, and he came upon me. God only, you know, I don't even want to speculate. So, you know, it
right.
all happened for a reason and purpose. And again, I'm waiting to see what good comes out of it, because I know something's got to come out of it. It's going to be great. So I don't know what that is, but we'll wait, you know, and see. So.
And you
have to listen. Oh, I will. I feel like my life is an open book with this show, you know. So.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to just thank you and go lay down some more.
Yes, good idea. Go cocoon some more, okay? And
yeah,
when you have a chance, put the CD on. And I would suggest you, if you have earphones, put the CD on the earphones and put. Do you have like one of those small CD players that you can put it on repeat?
Yes, I can.
And just fall asleep with it. Just let it go. Just keep repeating. You know, so it goes into your subconscious.
Oh,
I mean, it's not
great.
Subliminal, but the idea is you fall asleep and it just keeps repeating. It moves into your subconscious, and there's such positive,
mm-hmm.
loving statements that can only help you.
It is wonderful. If any of you haven't heard it, it is so wonderful. I had bundled up and went to my car because I had it in my car, and it was worth dashing out there and getting it.
Well, good. I hope. Good. Good job. Okay. Well, you go rest.
Okay.
Have some tea, and if you can get somebody to make you some chicken soup, you know that's good too. But if not. He'll do it, you know.
Oh, it's a done deal. Okay, God bless.
Okay, honey. All right, you rest. All right, we love you, and I love you. Thank you so much for all your help with me, with my stuff too.
I hope so. It's my pleasure.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, rest well. Bye bye. You know, we all have our challenges these days, now, don't we, folks? We have, you know, but it's the miracle of our lives, you know. When we really understand that we are actively participating in every second of our life, we will actually take our power back. Because the only way to take your power back is to exercise your power. It's the only way to do it. Even if it's a little bit at a time. It doesn't have to be major. Just a little bit at a time. Whatever that means to you. And so if there is something that you would like to talk about, or if you would like to talk to me privately, you can call me on my private number. It's 216-691-1233. And we can schedule a consultation, or, you know, just for the new year, you know, for those people who would like to do half-hour consultations, we can do that. You know, definitely can do that. And if that means that would be something you can afford, we can do half-hour consultations, and as a gift to all my listeners, if you mention the show, you can actually receive a half-hour consultation for only $50. And that's a great savings. So, but I really care about you, and if that is at work for you, so it'll be a half-an-hour consultation for $50. And if you give me a call, we can set that up. Okay, hopefully that'll be affordable for folks, and that'll work. So if you want to call me privately to set that up, 216-691-1233, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. Well, here we are. We're at the end of our time together. I want to say how much I love you guys. Please come up with your miracles or your inspirational stories of how spirit has intervened. Love to hear them. It's a great way to start the new year is with stories of miracles, stories of personal experiences that really inspired your faith. So I would love if you want to email them to me and I will read them and protect your privacy, or if you want to call in next week. Let's start the new year with beautiful, beautiful miracles and stories of love and stories of inspiration, and that we have nothing but gratitude and peace and joy in our life. So I want to thank you so much for listening. to Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. You're the reason I do this. So I'm going to sign off for now. This is Donna Fox. And for all of those people, it's Donna, D-A-H-N-A, it's Donna Fox, saying, I really love you, and I really want you to know how important you are to me. Have a miracle-filled week. May your hearts be opened, may your burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close. Well, first, we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records for the last Sunday of 2010, that's December 26th, 2010, are closed. So I will talk to you next week, next year, and I look forward to hearing all your wonderful stories of blessings, miracles, and inspiration. Have a great evening. Bye-bye. This is Donna Fox saying bye-bye.